Ishul, Perek Aleph, Seif Nun, Mechze Kimavashel. There is some shittas who hold that we are allowed to put in a Kedi Sheni any object, any food which isn't being cooked. Even though we say that Kedi Sheni does not cook, but we are worried that it looks as if you want to cook it. Therefore, some Achroin in the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, say that one's not allowed to put in a Kedi Sheni anything which has not been cooked yet. Let's see that inside. Nun. Ein liten machel bilti mevushel bekedi sheni shayat zedus. But one shouldn't put any food which has not been cooked yet in a kedi sheni, which is hot yat zedus. Daf she kedi sheni in mevashel matayam mikamok nechmir chachomim shle liten boy tova machel sheni mevushel mefneshen nirak mevashel. Even though kedi sheni doesn't cook, we are worried maybe it looks as if you're cooking. If it looks as if you're cooking, therefore we don't want you to put in Kedi Sheni, then one shouldn't make a mistake that you are cooking on Shabbos. He says in the footnote that Kedi Shlishi, we allow you to do it. Nun Aleph. Im nika adova shenisina samachal bekedi sheni lo no ada lebashel esamachal elabola tzecha tapshil mutalit ne bekedi sheni. If it is recognizable, now the reason why you're putting this food into the Kedi Sheni is not to cook it, is in order to give taste, or for other reasons, then it is no problem for Mechzer Kimavashel, because it doesn't look as if you want to cook it. Therefore, Lachen, Mutar Likin Tavlin B'Kedi Sheni. You don't have to put any spices into Kedi Sheni, because everybody knows the reason why you put a spice inside the Kedi, inside the Kedi Sheni, is in order to go and give it taste. It's not in order to cook it. The same thing, if this wants to put milk inside the coffee, he's allowed to do that, because everybody knows the reason why you put the milk inside the coffee is not to cook the milk, in order to give tam to the coffee. Therefore, you're allowed to do anything like that, which you know the reason why you're putting inside it is in order to give it taste. It's not got a problem from Mechzer Kimavashel and Kedi Sheni. Besides the problems which we had before of something which was cooked, now which was cooked and got cold, something else, or maybe pasteurized, something else. Even if it is not cooked, it would be allowed, if there's no problem putting in the Kedi Sheni Mitzad Bishul, the whole problem is only Mechzer Kimavashel, then we say you're allowed to do it in a Kedi Sheni if it's only made there to give taste. There's nun base. Nesinat limon b'kois tei. B'chein. Ein isa zeh nira k'mevashel kayon. Nesinat limon b'kois tei. Kiven shenike adova shebo litin tam b'mashke v'loi levashel esa limon. If a person puts a piece of lemon or squeezed lemon in a keli sheni, it's also no problem, because everybody knows the reason why you put lemon in Kedi Sheni is in order to go give taste. You put it inside the tea to give it taste. You're not even interested that it should cook, even though maybe it would cook. But even though the Kedi Sheni, you've got no problem from cooking. It doesn't look as if you're cooking if it has only come for taste. Brackets. Omnom re'ei le'el, simon mem, sif mem, to the data, mokna vorma, mishna bo, shechoshim, chom machal, kali abishl, a little limon, because, shehu keli shenim, shum chashash, kali abishl. If the problem is kali abishl, like we learned before, that maybe the problem is something easy to bishl, we're not discussing that now. That we discussed before. If you got a problem from kali abishl, look before. But even if the problem is not kali abishl, the problem is only machzer kimavashel. That we say, there's no problem for machzer kimavashel, but something which only comes to give, to give taste.